The pro wrestling world is making its mark in Yuma, and hundreds of high school students walk out to protest against ICE. This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Alexandra Rangel. From body slams to captivating takedowns, a pro wrestling company in Yuma is bringing the mania home.
Oh, everything. The cards, the matches, the attitude, no pun intended.
No fashion, bring no us, no right.
And students are taking a stand against ICE, motivated to speak up for those who can't.
People have been deported and we need to speak out.
These stories coming up on Arizona Edition.
For Arizona Edition, I'm Cisco Stargazer. On Tuesday, hundreds of high schoolers throughout Yuma County took to the streets in protest against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. At roughly 11 a.m. and noon, students from Cibola, Gila Ridge, COFA, Summerton, and Yuma High Schools walked out during lunch carrying signs and flags. Vista High School also saw one student walk out. But why the protests? Well, it's worth noting that students at San Luis High School organized through Instagram to join a nationwide ICE Out protest on the prior Friday. According to San Luis Police, more than about 100 students walked out in peaceful protest. These protests take place in the wake of two high-profile deaths connected to ICE and the detainment of a 5-year-old in Minneapolis. Rumors have also been spreading online of reported ICE sightings in Yuma County, furthering concerns in the community. Whether San Luis's walkout sparked a local movement depends on who you ask, but reporter Alexandra Rangel and I followed the walkouts at Cibola and Yuma High to find out why the students were protesting.
At Cibola High School, home of the Raiders, named after the legendary Seven Cities of Gold, students say they believe the country should be welcoming to everyone, including immigrants.
Cibola Raiders, Raiders don't raid families. We're here because we want to make a difference, and just because we're in school doesn't mean we can't speak for our people.
Adelie Watson, a senior at Cibola High School, was among hundreds of students who walked out of school on Tuesday to protest against ICE. Social media posts had indicated that at least 150 students planned to participate, but as word spread, the number grew and their presence was felt across the west side of town, with students marching over 3 miles together to South Avenue B and then back to campus. Adelie was at the front of the crowd, proudly holding her sign with her face painted green, white, and red, the colors of the Mexican flag.
How is it to see your entire school pretty much taking a stand against this?
It's amazing. I feel like we're making a difference, or at least we're attempting to, because so many people have been deported, and I feel like we need to speak out and have our voices out there, because some people can't speak. Some people, we don't know where they are. Their stories haven't been told, and we just need to speak up as a school and as a community, honestly.
Does your family, your parents know what you're doing today?
Yes, they do, and they approve.
What did they tell you? Any advice they gave you?
Honestly, their parents, they came from just indigenous places as well, so they're supportive. They say that go with our hearts, respect the law. As long as we're protesting in peace, they support whatever I do.
Antonio, a senior at Cibola High School, was also among the crowd carrying a Mexican flag.
It's super important to represent who we are and where we come from.
Carrying flags other than the American flag at rallies has drawn criticism over the past year from people who disagree. When asked what the flag represented to him, Antonio said it was personal.
My mom, I mean, she's an immigrant, so that also is what made it super important to me. She recently became a citizen, but she worked hard, and like that also is what inspired me, definitely.
How long did it take her to become a citizen?
Since she was a kid, and she barely got it, I think 2 or 3 years ago. So that's been a long time.
How do you feel knowing that your mom finally has her citizenship? I'm sure it was somewhat of a worry for you at times.
Yeah, she had been profiled before. We used to live in Missouri, and it tended to be a little more racist over there. So even getting on base, people would be like, oh, where's your citizenship? Or like asking if she is a citizen and like all these questions, that's really not necessary. But I think definitely once she became a citizen, there was more ease and everything. And I know I was super happy because I was helping her like with the test questions and everything.
Although he walked out for what he believes in, Antonio said the decision was not an easy one.
I was a little nervous because I'm part of like a bunch of like the school clubs, so I was really scared about like getting in trouble. But at the end of the day, it's like you have to stand up for like the people that can't, you know. So I felt like, yeah, that was super important to me.
Over on 4th Avenue, easily more than 100 Yuma high schoolers could be seen headed towards 16th Street. As we walked beside them, they were rather keen on sharing their concerns. Alyssa, for example, told us that she and her peers had been talking about ICE for a while before the walkout.
Yes, I see it online, and like I feel like it is something that should be spoken about more in school and everywhere.
Do you ever like worry about any of your classmates or relatives with what's going on?
Yes, sometimes. I don't want to specifically say who, but yes, sure. I have people who I worry about, and this during this tragic time, it scares me. It scares me because I don't know what's going to happen.
Idam explained he finds it unfair that ICE has gone after immigrants who only come to earn their daily bread.
Estoy participando por toda la gente que viene aquí a este país a ganarse el pan de cada día, y no es justo que el presidente o la política está haciendo eso con la gente que no hace nada en este país, que solo viene a ganarse el pan del día. No es justo y para que ya no esté live y no esté haciendo eso por lo que están haciendo.
The degree of students' awareness appeared to vary, but even the lesser informed have become concerned, like Joel.
Everyone was pretty aware. I wasn't really aware of it until like this weekend. I started seeing a lot of videos. Like this little kid, he got deported and stuff. Yeah, 5 years old.
The kid in question is Liam Conejo Ramos, a 5-year-old in Minneapolis who was detained for nearly 2 weeks by ICE. His story has especially struck a chord with students. Now standing at the intersection of 4th and 16th Street, Taryn was dressed like Liam the day he was taken away.
I know personally, I have a little sister, and I can't imagine anything like, I'm dressed as Liam today. I know that the radio can't see me, but I'm wearing a Spider-Man hoodie and a blue hat because I have a little sister and I can't imagine what happened to Liam happening to her, you know? And I get choked up thinking about it because it's just like, that's insane, you know? Like, he's 5 and he shouldn't have had to go through that. So I just hope people understand that it's not criminals and it's not bad people, it's families and it's little kids.
Taryn expressed that she and other teenagers are afraid they might be next, despite being citizens.
I definitely think, I don't personally know anybody that actually is like a target of ICE. I say that because everybody is a target of ICE, you know what I mean? I don't know anybody that came here illegally, but obviously we're not going to talk about that because we don't want people to know, which is so sad because like there's no such thing as illegal immigrants, you know? It's in our blood to migrate, and so seeing people be so afraid, and like I'm 17, seeing like teenagers be so afraid to go to school and to come home, and just I have a little pamphlet that tells me my rights and that I shouldn't let an ICE agent take me even though I'm an American citizen and I was born here. Like, everybody else is also an American citizen and they're equally as afraid as me, and I'm constantly afraid that my friends or my family or my teachers are going to get taken and I'm never going to see them again just for looking different, or not even looking different, just because I decided to take them. You know?
As for whether they expect change, students like Aliana told us they believe there's power in protest. Through their visibility, they ensure people won't forget their cause so easily.
I just think it matters because, you know, like a lot of people are indigenous and they're Mexican and Hispanic or whatever, you know, and I just think like they're all doing the right thing for their community. And I think that's a good thing. And I think, you know, like, I think this protest will spread awareness just to see, like, how high school kids are actually, like, out here, like, showing their signs off and showing, like, you know, their community.
At 4th and 16th, we also spotted a teacher who was checking out the scene during her lunch break. Due to concerns of potential retaliation, we're withholding the teacher's name, but she was willing to share her thoughts and insights. Among them was the fact that Yuma County has a lot of migrant students.
Yeah, so we have a lot of migrant students, and a lot of them are affected by this. Some of mine have been sent back and have to cross every day now. So they do share, and a lot of them are a bit enraged by their, you know, friends and families just being taken out of nowhere. We don't know where they're at or stuff like that. Yeah.
So from my understanding, migrant students usually, like, they have, like, some kind of legal status. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would they be sent back?
Honestly, I'm not sure on that, but, like, I know that some of their parents have and stuff, so.
She also had a little insight into why students across so many schools decided to walk out on the same day.
So I think what was happening, from what I know, people started sharing that ICE is coming to Yuma, like full force, like it has been, because they've been here. I have a friend whose husband has been affected by this and they had to move. But so I think that they wanted to do it, and then they saw San Luis do it, and then they were like, okay, let's do it. So I think it was a bit of both. Like, as soon as San Luis went, they were like, all right, now we all have to go. And like, I heard students talking, like, I think it means more, like, we need to do it together, like, we all need to go at the same time, so it sends a bigger message kind of thing. They were saying all that, so I think that's cool. And then they don't want to leave their kids here if they're there, you know, right, kind of thing, so they have to go with their family.
How informed do you think your students generally are?
Some of them are, yeah, it varies for sure. I think some of them are, especially on this topic, because I think a lot of them know people who are or could be affected by this. But they could be a little bit more informed as far as, you know, that's everybody everywhere. We kind of hear one side and then we're like, wait. So I try to teach them, you know, do your research. Look at, you know, the middle ground kind of thing.
In the interest of hearing the other side, as the teacher referenced, we wanted to hear from community members who might have disagreed with what the students were trying to accomplish. Yuma County Republican Party Chairman Bill Regenhart, for example, felt that their messaging wasn't effective.
I find it a little odd that a lot of the, you know, the public schools protested, but you didn't have any of the private schools. You didn't have, you know, Yuma Catholic students walking out of class and things like that. So for me, it says a lot about the messaging that's going on in our public schools these days. And I don't know how that is happening or what is being said, but to me, it's a little telling. Now, with that, I agree. I believe that students have a right to share their concerns and show their concerns and peacefully protest. I don't have a problem with that at all. So I'm just wondering how the messaging is going.
One concern he and second vice chair Josh Pembleton shared was that the students wouldn't be facing repercussions for leaving school. We relayed that the Yuma Union High School District was treating the walkouts as unexcused absences, subject to school policies. The district had also notified families if their students were absent due to the walkouts.
You know, an unexcused absence to me is like when you just don't show up to school and you don't have a doctor's note. That's an unexcused absence. To physically be at school and to get up and walk out, there should be a whole different category for that.
Pembleton, who's also a parent, opined that the district's response was insufficient.
I spoke to my son about it, and he doesn't need to be named, he's underage, but he goes to Cibola, and he said that teachers were expressing First Amendment rights and basically this is okay to do. Like, it's not okay to do. Your job is to be in school.
Aside from the matter of students missing school, Regenhart added that walking out to protest was an ineffective method of causing change. But this wasn't simply a criticism. He offered some advice when asked what might be most effective.
You know, at the same way it would be for adults. You know, you write letters to your congressman, you go to where your representatives are, whether that's city, state, federal, go to where they appear, ask those questions, raise your hand, you know, create, if you want to have a team of people that go and do that, great, let your voice be heard. But walking out of school and marching along the side of the road, carrying a sign, that's not effective.
For Arizona Edition, I'm Cisco Stargazer, and this reporting is supported by a grant from the Arizona Local News Foundation. That's all the time we have for this segment, but we'll be publishing a more comprehensive piece on our site, featuring more of Pembleton, Yuma and Summerton Police, and the Yuma Union High School District. Stay tuned after the break for some wrestling fun and a feature from our student show, Siendo Primero.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Alexandra Rangel. Professional wrestling is not for the faint of heart. It's part high-flying action, part stage play. But for those who get it, it's a fun night out. Now, a Yuma-based pro wrestling promotion is ready to kick it into high gear. KAWC's Victor Calderon takes us to the most recent show for Attitude Pro Wrestling.
The screams and punches were loud and fast Friday night at the Z-Fun Factory in Yuma. No, it wasn't a bar fight. Rather, it was a colorful world of professional wrestling by Yuma's local promotion, Attitude Pro Wrestling. Yuma County residents love sports and entertainment. Pro wrestling combines the two. Most everyone knows wrestling since the 1980s glory days of Hulk Hogan, up through the 2000s and into today, with names like The Rock and John Cena. If you think pro wrestling is fake, think again. Yes, the storylines and characters are scripted, but if you get chopped by your opponent, it will be loud and probably leave a mark. If you get body slammed through a table, you will feel it. That happened on Friday when Scott Sabbath slammed JP James through a table at ringside. Different promotions from Arizona and Southern California have come through festivals in Yuma County. But APW is by locals for locals. Alex Plasencia, who also goes by Al Extreme, is the owner and promoter for Attitude Pro Wrestling. He likes that it's run by locals.
Attitude Pro Wrestling, we are Yuma's own professional wrestling. These other companies that do come in and do professional wrestling or they do lucha libre, they're not from here. We are. We're locals.
Fans appreciate the nonstop action. I spoke with Jerry Olvera of Yuma.
Well, my son and I, we're both wrestling fans. We attend pretty much every show we can, and we wanted to live the experience here, you know, be up close in a different setting. And so far, it's been great.
And you said you've been to, like, shows outside of Yuma. So what's it like to have something like this here in Yuma for pro wrestling fans?
Oh, it's great. I think it's a great opportunity for wrestling fans to experience it live at their hometown without having to go to San Diego or Phoenix or, you know, any other places.
Kenny Brown, another Yuma pro wrestling fan, said he likes the showmanship of it all. And what do you like about professional wrestling?
Oh, everything. The cards, the matches, the attitude, no pun intended, the enthusiasm, charisma, uniqueness, talent that it takes all the beautiful men and women in this sport to go ahead and do.
What would you tell people listening why they should check out Attitude Pro Wrestling?
Oh, honestly, it's one of the best pro wrestling shows that you can see. It's the best indie wrestling show I've been to in a very, very long time. And honestly, they do a really amazing job.
On this night, JP James won the tournament at the Inception event to become the first ever Attitude Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion. APW announced its next show at Z-Fun Factory on February 27th. For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Victor Calderon.
Up next, we're featuring a piece from Siendo Primero, a student-run podcast that explores what it means to be a first-generation college student. In this episode, Sahei Barcenas and Melanie Ruiz Lopez dive into the sacrifices parents make so their children can pursue higher education. They sat down with Arizona Western College student Allison Bernal Gonzalez to share her story.
Allison, I want to know, what is your first thought about your parents being a first-generation student?
I feel really appreciated to be able to aprovechar a lot of everything of their hard work and actually make them proud. I feel really grateful to be able to be studying here.
And knowing that your parents are working, have you ever felt guilty of studying?
Little old me did not think of that. But when I was thinking of it when I grew older, yes, it did make me feel really iffy, since all I would think about is like, oh, my dad is at work, like I'm here. But also I feel grateful since like my dad is working hard for me to get the education that I need and for me to get me every, like my necessities and stuff, for me not to be missing, you know, que me falte nada en la vida. And I'm actually really grateful for his hard work all the way until he decided to retire from an incident that happened at work. If you want to know, long story short, he was working in a milk factory at the time. And like a really big thing hit him in the head because a worker didn't see him fixing it. So it hit him in the head and he didn't want to go to the hospital porque tú sabes, I can handle it. Pero no, mijito, no, you could not handle it. So that was a lot because I thought my dad was generally going to pass away that day. But I feel like maybe life and being grateful that my dad is okay motivate me a lot more. For the most part, all I've been is really grateful for my parents' hard work and all the help that they have ever given me.
And what are you doing right now in college?
Working hard. Porque una cosa que me decía mi papá, lo primero que hace tu mamá es estar en la casa. Y yo lo que hago es trabajar para que no te falte nada. Y tu único trabajo es estar en la escuela. So every time I remember, I will be like, look, mom, I made this. Like, I got good grades. Just for them to feel, oh, mira, nuestro trabajo funcionó por algo.
And how does it feel to be the first one in your family to go to college?
Really, like, excited. Because, like, I can go tell my kids, be like, look, babes. I know college is not for everybody. If you don't feel college is for you, it's okay. Pero también, if you are in college, just be grateful because thanks to maybe your own hard work got you the place that you are right now. Like I said, not a lot of people get this chance and a lot of people take it for granted. Or maybe some people are just here just to mess around, but you're messing around with thousands of dollars. So don't waste that money on dumb things that if you don't know what you want to do, don't be in college until you feel you're ready.
And what will be the first thing to say to your family when you graduate?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your hard work, tus lágrimas, tu estrés, because honestly, I, de verdad, muchas gracias, and I'll forever be grateful for all the work that you guys did and put.
That piece you just heard is from our student-run podcast, Siendo Primero, Being First. Be sure to subscribe to Siendo Primero. You can find the full episode on our website under podcast. Arizona Edition is a product of KAWC Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments are welcome. Send them to az@kawc.org. You can also connect with KAWC on Blue Sky and Facebook. Past shows and podcast information is available online. Visit kawc.org for more information. Our theme music was used with permission and composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. More information at yumajazz.com. I'm Alexandra Rangel. This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. Have a great day and thanks for listening.